You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and kvcrnews.org. I'm Shereen Awad with Expressions of Art. The Garcia Center for the Arts, located in the heart of San Bernardino, is open to the public and offers a wide range of events and art classes to the community. But what became a flourishing cultural center began as an abandoned building on its way to being demolished. Ernest Garcia, executive director of the Garcia Center for the Arts, shares how the building was saved thanks to the kindness of volunteers.
When we saw that this building had been boarded up, had been vacant for 8 years and in terrible condition, the Art Association decided, let's investigate this place, see if we can turn it back into a cultural center.
Ernest explains his vision for the center and gives an idea of the abundance of programs and classes they have to offer.
We wanted to, in this part of the city particularly, to have an organization that will respond to the needs of the people in the arts, a wide spectrum of the arts, puppetry, printmaking, art classes. The glass studio is moving into production phase. The other studio that we're working on, it's our ceramic studio.
The Garcia Center is collaborating with Spirits and Arts Program to offer affordable art classes for the community. Sania Thomas, co-organizer of Spirits and Arts, says it's important to provide the supplies and the space for people of all skill levels to come and express their creativity.
Spirits and Arts, basically the whole idea around it is to bring the arts to a community that maybe doesn't have it readily available to them. And one of the reasons why we have it such at a low cost is to make it, you know, affordable. So to invite people to feel welcome and to come here and have a safe space to create and paint.
Poetry IE is also in collaboration with the Garcia Center, holding special events throughout the year.
We will have the organization called Poetry IE, Poetry Inland Empire. They invite a well-known poet. Recently, they've had a series of women poets, and it's been quite exciting to listen to them and tell about their work.
In addition to all of this, the Garcia Center also offers glassblowing, film production, script writing, music workshops, and singing. For anyone who might be interested in holding their own events at the center, Ernest says the space is available for rental.
We have two approaches to the rental agreement. There's one set of prices to use the auditorium here to have meetings here in the library and the classrooms, the gallery, the patio. The others who want to have a birthday party, a quinceanera, an anniversary, a graduation, they have a different set of prices.
Ernest has a clear mission for the Garcia Center, which is always continuing to expand.
It is to sponsor, promote, and sustain the arts. And that's what we've done as a parent organization, and we continue to do that through our efforts through the Garcia Center for the Arts.
For more information about the Garcia Center for the Arts, you can visit www.sbvca.org/Garcia Center. With KVCR's Expressions of Art, I'm Shereen Awad.
Expressions of Art on 91.9 KVCR is supported in part by the City of San Bernardino Fine Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov.